Shalom, shalom. This is, once again, your brother Aki, Yehoshua, Baka, Ben Lee, we've been Israel. Here to bring you more insight on the word mouth. But first, let me give thanks and praise to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. May everybody out there listening to my voice be blessed. And know that the Most High loves you, and I do too. And this is one of the attributes of love. Telling the truth. So I hope my words come across today with love and compassion. And love and kindness. Because this is my intent. To love everyone who deserves love, or anybody who's wanting love. Okay, so the mouth, and this is something that should be finished up today. Just a short recap: the word mouth in our tongue is spelled the pay and the hay, but the root is the pay, the left, and the hay. And the pay, of course, symbolizes the mouth. The left deals with strength, ox, leader. And the hay deals with revealing in breath. So it makes perfect sense that this word should be spelled with these letters, right? Because once again, Hebrew letters have principle behind them. It's not just like a letter A or B. They actually mean something. So when you put those meanings together, you come up with the word, the root. That's what makes this language so powerful. You know, now, of course, not only the fact that this is the Most High's language. So, why is the left in here? It deals with strength. It deals with power. There is power in your mouth to bring about life or death. Wealth or poverty. The hay deals with revealing. Your mouth, when you speak, reveals what you have been thinking. It's pretty simple, right? Yes. Okay, so the mouth deals with an edge. And of course, you liken that to the edge of a sword. Your mouth can cut people. Right? We went on to the other words in the translation count, like appointment and ascent. Today, we're going to touch on the word collar. Okay, and the first place you see that, and I guess the only place I'm going to speak about it today, is in Job 30:18. So let's turn there. Job 30:18. Hallelujah. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It bindeth me about as the collar of my coat. Did you see that? By the great force of my disease. Of course, it's talking about disease, but it opens up talking about a great force. Right? Why? Because this verse is one verse because it's connected to the word collar. So, then again, we see the word bind. Bindeth. It bindeth me about as the collar of my coat. We're going to touch on something before I go that deals with that word bind. And we can see how that is attached to your mouth, the principle, rather. Because there's times when you have to bind your mouth. You have to shut it. You have to control it. Same part, design behind a collar. our people had collars, metal collars on them hundreds of years ago, right? A couple, few hundred years, 300 years ago, when we first came over to this country, we had collars of iron about our neck to control us, right? That's a testament to our strength. Why didn't they use leather, right? It had to be metal because we are that strong. Okay, so, and how else would you use a collar? Let's see, collar on an animal, a dog collar. That's meant to control that animal, right? Why did the Almighty have collars put on our neck, metal collars? Because we was out of control, right? Our whole body was out of control. It's like our mouth can be out of control. There's purpose behind everything that he does. You know, we was out of control. People today say, turned up. Why is it we keep repeating history? Because we don't know our past. That's why. People get turned up. Next thing you know, the police is being called. Why? Some of us don't know how to control ourselves. We don't have government over our actions. We don't have government over our mouths. You know what happens when people start drinking? Right? We lose control. We start saying crazy things. We might start a fight. Okay, so what does this mean in the dictionary? What does the word collar mean in the dictionary? Since we touched on the Hebrew. Let's look at America's most trusted online dictionary, the Merriam-Webster. Okay, so collar. It's pretty simple, right? Or is it? A band, strip, or chain worn around the neck, such as a band that serves to finish or decorate the neckline of a garment, a short necklace, a band placed about the neck of an animal, a part of the harness of draft animals fitted over the shoulders and taking strain when a load is drawn. An indication of control, a token of subservience, a protective or supportive device, such as a brace or a cast, worn around the neck. You see that? Collars are meant to control you. Protect or support also. What would happen if he didn't put that collar around our neck? Was he protecting us? Was he keeping us from sinning against him more by putting a protective or supportive device around our neck? Yes. Okay. An act of collaring, arrest, or capture. See that? Arrest. What does that word mean? You know, police come and get you, book you. You've been arrested. But we keep seeing more spiritual meanings behind things, right? Seize, capture. Check, slow. Its growth was arrested. To make inactive. You see that? That sounds like the Shabbat. To make you inactive. To cause you to stop. You know, Shabbat deals with ceasing. And here it is. The act of stopping. the condition of being stopped or inactive. So he did all these things to help us, protect us, to keep us safe. You know, when somebody stepped in and do something for you, they're looking out for your safety in the long run, right? What is that called? There used to be a show called that, right? Intervention. Was people see somebody in their family getting out of control. They might be hooked on drugs or something else. And the whole family comes together to stop this person from continually destroying their life. Right? Restrain is a synonym. Apprehend, bust, nab, nail, nick, pick up, pinch, pull in, restrain, run in, seize. Take control, right? Yes. So we have to collar ourselves. Right? Yes, we do. Well, let's read some Proverbs to see more things about what this is trying to tell us. This word mouth, what the Most High is trying to tell us through His Word. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Psalms first. Let's go to Psalms 39. I might have read this, but I'm going to read it again. Psalms 39 and 1. Hallelujah. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. See that? He said he put a bridle on his mouth. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Of course, he didn't walk around with something you put in a horse's mouth. In his mouth. That means, of course, spiritually, symbolically, metaphorically, that he had to shut his mouth. Right? And it says that I sin not with his tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle. Right? We have to choose our words wisely. If you don't have nothing good to say, don't say it at all. Because you're putting that out into the ether, right? Negative vibrations. And we see that all the time through our music. Okay, so let's read some more scriptures. Proverbs 10, verse 11. Okay, hallelujah. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stir up strifes, but love cover all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. You see that? Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Okay? So, be careful what we say. Use wisdom. Okay, let's see, let's go stay in this chapter, and let's read verse 32, hallelujah. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. See that? The mouth of the wicked speak frowardness, and that's not good, right? What other clues do we have about your mouth and how we're supposed to use it in a righteous manner? Okay, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9. Hallelujah. A hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. You see that? Your mouth. A hypocrite with his mouth destroy his neighbor. You see that? Wicked people use their mouth to destroy people. Okay. What's next? Let's see. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. Let's go there. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him. See that? A man shall be satisfied with the good fruit of his mouth. If that's all you do is speak good words, that's very satisfying, because you put in positivity in the ether. And the ether is just the air into the spiritual realm of, how can I explain it, of things getting around, to put it in layman's terms, right? What's that one verse that King Solomon said? Be careful what you say. I think he said even in your room, because you never know if it's a little bird to come and take what you said. You know, everything is frequency and vibes. And I've seen it happen before, where you say something, you think you're telling somebody, and next thing you know, it's getting back to you what you said. And it's like, well, I didn't say that to just one or two people. I could say something in this recording that can cause some negativity. Now, that's out there, right? And it's worse than a gun, because you can't. It's just like a gun, I should say, because you can't call that back. You can't call those words back. You can say, I'm sorry, but the damage is done. Right? 13 and 3. What does that say? Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. Hallelujah. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. Wow, that's a very powerful verse, right? He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. There that word again is. There that word is again. Destroy. Edge of a sword. Right? Okay. Proverbs 16 and 23. What does that say? Proverbs 16 and 23. Hallelujah. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. See that? The heart of the wise teach his mouth, and add learning to his lips. Okay, let's see. What else we got? Proverbs 21 and 23. Hallelujah. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keep his soul from troubles. And, you know, I've said it before that, you know, Proverbs is a book that was put together by the wisest man on the earth. But that's all we need is the first five books. But to help people understand some of these verses are very helpful. You know, he also said open rebuke is better than secret love. So is that really keeping your mouth? So the best way I can say to use your mouth, if you're telling the truth, is like I always try to do, is try to use it with love and righteousness and kindness. You know, don't be such a scorner and someone who's just constantly bringing negativity. All right, so. Excuse me. Let's see. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Wow. Let's go there. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 4. Hallelujah. And a door shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. It's like, I don't know what that's. It's really not what I had in mind. I guess because the voice is there. I'll read that again. Maybe I'm missing something. Okay. That's probably, there must be something in the translation count then. Let me see right quick. Unless I just wrote that round, down wrong. Ecclesiastes 12. Okay. Yeah, I don't even see what's, I don't even see that word, any of those words in the translation council. The only thing that comes close is actually none of them. Let's see. It's an 8. That might be it right there. Yeah. That is. That's not it. Okay, so there must have been something. I don't know how that got there, but this is the verse I want to leave you with. Proverbs 18 and verse 21. Hallelujah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You see that? Death and life are in the power of your tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So whether you speak in death with your tongue or life. You're going to reap the benefits of that. Okay, so keep it positive. Keep it moving, and remember, the Most High loves you, and I do too. And I just want to bless the Creator by saying Baruch Yehoah. And may He bless me and everyone else who is striving to serve Him and to bring forth the truth about this world that we live in. May He bless thee and keep thee. May He make His face shine upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah.